WSR News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At the start of a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Trump says he believes progress is being made toward ending the Russia war with Ukraine.
I think that things are coming along pretty well. It began with Alaska, where I think certain guidelines were discussed, and we want to see if we can get this done.
President Zelensky told President Trump that his success in reaching a Gaza peace deal could carry over to the Russia-Ukraine war.
You did it, and I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine.
President Trump will meet soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest, Hungary, at a time to be determined later. The latest Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon cause extensive damage.
Israel's army carried out a series of airstrikes in southern Lebanon on Thursday, targeting a cement plant and a nearby site belonging to an environmental group. Lebanon's health ministry said six people were injured in strikes in the towns of Nafoul and Ansar. The strikes sparked massive explosions that could be seen and heard in areas far from the targeted sites. There were reports of tremors from the explosions that sparked panic and tension among Lebanese citizens in the area. Ali Khalifa, the manager of the cement company, said that Israel targeted their site with 14 strikes overall. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow the deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area, escalating President Trump's conflict with Democratic governors over use of the military on U.S. soil. The emergency appeal to the High Court Friday came after a judge prevented for at least 2 weeks the deployment of Guard members from Illinois and Texas. This is SRN News. A new survey examines religious people and their views on family. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from Arizona Christian University, and it finds that a lot of churchgoers believe that the term family can include homosexuals living together and adopting children. But the researchers add that, quote, adults in evangelical or Pentecostal churches are more likely than those in mainline or independent Christian congregations to hold Bible-consistent views on family. Attenders of mainline Protestant churches are the most likely of all to support gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a statement that's being welcomed by victims of pedophile priests, the Vatican's Child Protection Board says the Catholic Church has a moral duty to help victims heal. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors adds that financial reparations and sanctions for abusers and their enablers are essential remedies. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The U.S. has succeeded in blocking a global fee on shipping emissions as an international meeting adjourned without any new regulations. Here's correspondent Haya Panjawi.
The world's largest maritime nations have been discussing ways to move the shipping industry away from fossil fuels. On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged countries on social media to vote against the regulations. The proposed regulations would have set a marine fuel standard and impose fees for emissions above allowable limits. Shipping emissions have grown to about 3% of the global total, increasing calls for action. Saudi Arabia called for a vote to adjourn the meeting for a year. More than half the countries agreed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The price of gold surging amid global economic worries. A precious metal topped $4,300 an ounce for the first time today on Wall Street. The Dow was up 238 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.